Welcome to the Organic Gardener Podcast. I'm your host, Jackie Beyer. Let's get growing. Okay. Welcome to the show today. I am very excited to introduce a good friend of mine who I've known for probably almost 15 years now, at least 10. And she's just been an incredible member of our community. She's an activist, an environmentalist, and somebody who's always very passionate about our waters and our land and caring for the earth. And she's here to share a very special message about an event that's going on all around the world this weekend. And today is Thursday, May 21st. And so the event is on Saturday, May 23rd. And so I would like to introduce my friend, Carol Blake.
Hi, Jackie.
And tell us about the event this weekend and what's going on.
Well, it's called the Millions Against Monsanto. This is an event that was first held in 2013, and it's a worldwide event. It's being held in over 330 cities, and it's to protest Monsanto's taking over of our food supply with their genetically modified organisms, or GMOs. And GMOs basically are an unnatural produced substance that is getting injected into our food supply, and they are very secretive about the whole thing. Not very many people know about it. A lot of people think it's the same thing as hybridization of foods, where you breed a plant or an animal for a certain characteristic. But no, these are taking two different species and joining them together. And the problem is that there's not any labeling of them or any testing. So we're going to have four speakers at our event in Eureka at Riverside Park on Saturday from 11 to 2. We're going to have music, information, free organic popcorn, a raffle. We've got all kinds of things happening. And I'm going to be one of the speakers, and we're all kind of covering different areas. So I'm just going to go ahead and read verbatim the little speech I wrote about one part of this movement that I'm extremely passionate about.
Perfect.
So what I'd really like to talk to you today about a book that was just published called Altered Genes, Twisted Truth by Stephen Drucker. This is a book that scientist Jane Goodall calls one of the most important books in the last 50 years. It tells the story of how the chemical industry, and Monsanto specifically, is creating Frankenfoods, that's what they're calling them now, and how our food supply is being controlled by subverted science, corrupted government, and how they have systematically deceived the public. The author, Stephen Drucker, is a public interest attorney that's been working on obtaining truth disclosures about GMOs from the chemical industry and our government for over 20 years. His investigations have compiled extensive evidence of an enormous and ongoing fraud. It reveals that the FDA allowed these controversial, unnatural organisms into the marketplace while deliberately breaking the law and representing the facts in favor of the chemical companies. The same companies, mainly Monsanto, that manufactured the GMOs, just assured the FDA of their safety, and thus the FDA never conducted any long-term studies of their own whatsoever, even though the FDA's own scientists recommended that that happen. So, without any testing or verification of safety, the FDA opened up two giant cans of unknown worms. Number one, how will these unnaturally invented organisms they've made foods out of affect the people and the livestock that eat them? And number two, how will these foreign substances that were created unnaturally affect our planet's ecosystem and the rest of our food supply? So my number one question was, why did the FDA and the EPA break their own rules 20 years ago and just unleashed these organisms on the public? This book, Altered Genes, Twisted Truth, answers the question with overwhelming documentation. So, what happened It came down to the United States wanting world dominance of the agricultural industry. That was the stated goal during the Reagan administration in the 1980s. And to do that, they couldn't have any pesky regulators slowing them down. And so a green flag was given to the governing agencies to do what had to be done to speed things up. And they did. And because they never required any long-term testing of any GMO for the last 20-plus years, our citizens have become guinea pigs for an experiment that they never agreed to and knew little or nothing about. So that's pretty scary to me. But fortunately, the genie is slowly emerging from the bottle, and as more and more facts are being discovered about the cover-up, the public is starting to demand answers. The problem is these answers have been very slow in coming because the chemical industry is so powerful, the whole subject is practically forbidden to be addressed by most of the mainstream media outlets. And then, furthermore, scientists that are gutsy enough to speak out against GMOs are urging, and are urging at the very least, to have independent testing done, are either discredited or actually fired from their jobs. So, hence the ubiquitous silence on this subject. So, the people are the world, but the people own the power that can change the whole game plan, and that is Monsanto's dominance of the world's food supply. In 60 other countries around the world, including Japan, Australia, and all the European nations, GMOs have either have labeling laws or they've been banned altogether. Our very first state to put a labeling initiative on its ballot was California in 2013. And even though when polled, the overwhelming majority of people wanted to know what's in their food, the initiative failed, but just barely. And it was because Monsanto and its cohorts spent $45 million to scare people into defeating it. So, I know, it's crazy. They flooded the media with ads claiming that labeling GMO foods would cost the consumers an extra $400 a year for that food. And, of course, that's entirely untrue.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. Food labeling laws have been in effect for decades, and the cost to the consumer has been zero. They just don't want us to know because, given the choice, who would choose poison? But that's exactly what GMOs are. They're poison. But come on, even mattresses have to be labeled. And then an unnatural food doesn't? That sounds pretty crazy to me and really dangerous. So despite California's setback, Vermont has just passed a law requiring labeling of GMOs, and that law has constitutionally been held up in the court as of about a week ago. So that's pretty exciting.
Nice.
And it's a start. But we need a national law that says, end quote, "This product contains GMO ingredients, plain and simple." So that if someone chooses to eat them, fine, but we should have a choice. That's my feeling and our number one goal right away. But the story actually gets worse because right now our Congress is proposing a Monsanto dream bill that would forbid states to enact and enforce their own labeling laws. And the opponents of GMO food labeling are calling this the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act of 2014. But it proposes no such thing. The proponents of the labeling, these unnatural foods, are calling it the DARK Act, which stands for Deny People the Right to Know. And it would keep perpetuating the unproven notion that GMOs are safe. So this act has to be defeated. But to get the job done, it's going to take each and every one of us writing and calling our representatives and demanding them to vote against this horrific bill. So my fondest wish today is that all of you read this informative book, Altered Genes, Twisted Truth. Go online, gather information. You can follow us on Facebook at GMO Free Eureka, Montana, and get involved. Take up this issue in a big way our lives and our planet are literally depending on it. And that's my piece on GMOs for today. Do you have any questions, Jackie?
Excellent, Carol. Oh, this is why I just think you're so good for our community, because you get out there, you're bringing us the facts, you're sharing your passion, you're giving us a call to action that's not very hard, to just call your representative, let them know, send them a postcard, send them a letter. You know, anytime I have sent my representative a letter, they have always written me back and said thank you. You know, even if they believe in something, if they don't have the public support, they can't do it. So don't think that your voice is not heard. They want to hear your voice, whether they're for what you're doing or against it, because especially if they're for it, they need the public support to help stand up against big businesses.
They really do.
So a couple of things that I wanted to mention was back on episode 9 of the Organic Gardener podcast, I had a scientist from MIT, Dr. Stephanie Seneff. So if you're interested in learning a little more about Monsanto and what the effects of Roundup have done and the links to Roundup and autism specifically, there's a great graph on there. And she talks a lot about the different link and the rise in Monsanto's Roundup that came about starting in 1975. And just when you look
at the... exactly when the GMOs came on the market, all of a sudden, all these weird conditions that were pretty rare are now just mainstream, and they're... it's an epidemic proportions. And you can, if you on a graph, it just as clear as anything exactly when all of that started, when GMOs were introduced.
And then I guess the other thing I wanted to recommend was that, so is there, do you know, is there like a website where people can go? Because if this is a worldwide march, where they can look and see, if there's, you know, an action going on in their area.
Yes, and it's called Millions Against Monsanto. And then there's also another really good site calling, which you probably all know about because you're all, probably all organic growers as it is, and that's the Organic Growers Association. They've got an incredible amount of information, and you can just sign up for their daily reports, and they'll send you stuff on a regular basis. Or you can go on our site, the GMO Free Eureka Montana, and we publish a lot of the stuff that comes through Millions for Monsanto or Against Monsanto on our own site. So there's a lot of information about out there about where the marches are being held, and there's one in Kalispell. This is the third year that they're having it in Kalispell, and I just felt like Eureka was ready. And so I'm co-sponsoring this march along with Heather Handy, who owns Heaven's Peak, which is our health food store in town. And she is passionate about this issue as well, so, and a couple of other people. So we're excited about this event, and if any of you are within driving distance, we'd love to see you.
Yeah, absolutely. I talk about Heaven's Peak on our show a lot and always say that their motto is, it's all about the taste. You know,
yeah, she's just done a fantastic job with that store.
I know, we're lucky to have that right here in Eureka. So that's great. So everybody, make sure you like Carol, the GMO Free Eureka Montana Facebook page. Go there, like them, and then you can follow them, and they'll send you updated messages. Check out the Millions Against Monsanto website and the Organic Growers Association. And just, you know, get yourself a little educated about what are GMOs, how are they affecting, you know, why we do want to support having labels on our food. It's not going to cost us more money. And, you know, is your health, is there anything more important anyway, if it did? But I don't see how it could. So, because like you said, everything has labels on it. We know how many calories are in things. We know how much sugar, sodium, you know, it's important for our nutrition to know what you're eating. So thank you, Carol, so much for coming on the show and speaking to the audience and letting them know about this important march this weekend. And and we'll see you on Saturday.
Hey,
and everybody,
thanks,
go get that copy of that book.
And here's the other thing. Yes, get a copy of that book because it is just an amazing story. And it'll make your blood boil, which is the color of red. And that's the color that everybody's wearing to the Millions Against Monsanto March on May 23rd. Red, wearing red for blood boiling, because it is just enough to make your blood boil. It's so scary what they're doing. So,
okay. Well,
so thanks, Jackie. I appreciate it. Me being able to put my two cents in here.
Yep. Me too. You have
okay,
a great day.
I'll see you on Saturday.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye, Jackie.
Thank you for listening to the Organic Gardener Podcast. I'd like to encourage you to visit our website at mikesgreengarden.wordpress.com/organicgardenerpodcast, where you can check out the links to everything we talked about today in the show notes. Thanks again for listening, and remember to shop local.